This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. The U.S. House of Representatives failed Tuesday to override President Donald Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. The Democratic-controlled chamber fell 38 votes short of two-thirds majority needed. Mr. Trump cited what he said was a border security and humanitarian crisis to allow him to reallocate $3.6 billion from other government projects to pay for wall construction along the U.S.-Mexico border. The vote allows him to continue reviewing federal accounts for money. Meanwhile, acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan announced he's authorized the Army to use as much as $1 billion in military funds to start construction of a new barrier along the U.S.-Mexico border. The Trump administration is shifting course on the Affordable Care Act. Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
The administration says it wants the entire law, known as Obamacare, struck down as unconstitutional. It had previously called only for parts of the law to go. It's rare for the Justice Department to decline to defend a federal law, but it asked a federal appeals court yesterday to affirm a ruling that Congress rendered the law unconstitutional by eliminating penalties for not buying health insurance. House Democrats today will unveil broad legislation to shore up the act. The package as a whole has no chance of passing the GOP-led Senate, though parts will have bipartisan support. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump lashed out at the U.S. mainstream news media Tuesday, saying it was being condemned throughout the world for its wide coverage of what he called the Russia collusion delusion. He retweeted a supporter's claim that the 22-month investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller should never have been opened. Attorney General William Barr, in a four-page summary, said the prosecutor had concluded the 2016 campaign had not conspired with Russia to help him win, but reached no conclusion on whether Trump obstructed justice by trying to thwart the investigation. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is describing as tragic and abhorrent China's mass detention of Uyghurs and other Muslim minority groups in internment camps in the western region of Xinjiang. China says it's running a de-radicalization program, and the camps are vocational training centers to teach people about the law and the Mandarin language. U.S. lawmakers have been pressuring the Trump administration to take stronger action against China. Israeli warplanes carried out airstrikes in the Gaza Strip early Tuesday, while Israel's military reported continued rocket fire from the Palestinian territory. Reuters' Gracie Jerome has more.
The violence started early on Monday when a long-range missile struck a home just north of Tel Aviv, sent, Israel said, by Hamas from the Gaza Strip. Israel launched retaliatory strikes hours later. There was a lull in the fighting later in the day as Palestinian officials reported an Egypt-brokered ceasefire. Israeli officials didn't comment on any truce. And as air raid sirens in southern Israel broke the silence, more rockets broke the short-lived peace.
That's Reuters' Gracie Jerome reporting. The World Health Organization warned Tuesday cyclone-ravaged Mozambique faces a second disaster from cholera and other diseases as relief operations pressed into rural areas where an unknown number of people remain without aid more than 10 days after the storm. The UN has said some 1.8 million people need urgent help. Prosecutors in Chicago, Illinois, abruptly dropped all charges against actor Jussie Smollett Tuesday, barely 5 weeks after the Empire star was accused of lying to police about being the target of a racist anti-gay attack. City officials blasted the decision. This is Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.
My personal opinion is that you all know where I stand on this. Do I think justice was served? No. What do I think justice is? I think this city is still owed an apology.
The actor insists he'd been truthful since day one.
This has been an incredibly difficult time, honestly one of the worst of my entire life. But I am a man of faith, and I'm a man that has knowledge of my history, and I would not bring my family, our lives, or the movement through a fire like this.
Smollett's attorney said his record had been wiped clean of the 16 felony counts related to making a false report that he was assaulted by two men. It was not immediately clear what prompted the decision to dismiss the case. In a statement, the Cook County Prosecutor's Office offered no detailed explanation. The city will keep the $10,000 in bail money Smollett paid to get out of jail after his arrest. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.